Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Oh, you have yourself a very merry Christmas.
I don't think it goes da-da-da-da-da.
Yep. So, the other day... I got in trouble by your wife.
By my wife?
Yeah.
My wife?
I didn't really, but she gently told me because we were there for, I was there for Lexi's birthday.
Yeah.
And you went there, right? Just, did you notice I just poked that in? I didn't mean to do it as a...
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I just said anyway. You went there because it was Lexi's birthday. But anyway, so...
Are you telling like you just?
I am trying to tell a
you're
story.
You're making
anyway.
Noises like you're doing a poo.
So I had the three kids, your three kids, in the car because we were there for Lexi's birthday.
Yeah.
And as we were driving, they spontaneously broke into song, and so we started singing Jingle Bells and all these other loud Christmas carols, which was so cool. I told Anne, she goes, "We don't sing Christmas carols. We don't start talking about Christmas until after Lexi's birthday weekend." I went, fair enough. I get it. But in the meantime, we sang Christmas carols and we were going on. But anyway, the whole Christmas thing, as you know, is so big in your household. Yeah, they love it, right? But it was so cute singing these Christmas carols with them and just like just, oh, they're just so cute. And then Oliver does his version of Jingle Bells, Batman Smell, you know, like thing.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was very cute. But it got me to thinking about the whole Christmas thing, you know. Christmas in your house is like a massive, well, we've talked about it before on a podcast, but massive, like, big
it's very
thing,
big.
Mm. Right? And you love it, right?
Yeah.
You become like the world's biggest kid at Christmas.
I love
and
Christmas
I really
too.
Love it. But, I mean, there's stuff been happening around around town, around the climate, what's going on, that I think warrants us talking a little bit about, you know, making sure that you do have a Merry Christmas or making sure that you have, like, there's a lot of things that can get in the way of that. Like, you have got all your family here.
Yeah.
So it's a little different, right?
Yeah.
But there's people now that have been planning to see their family and aren't going to be able to
see
their family.
That's right.
Maybe they haven't seen them for over a year or 2 years or whatever, and maybe they had plans and then all of a sudden everything just goes down the toilet in terms of plans. Or maybe it's people that don't even have, like, family or haven't got a good experience of Christmas and how to actually
give yourself a good time. Well, lots of people don't deal with Christmas very well. You know, lots of people just don't deal with the pressure. They don't deal with the social pressure. They don't deal with the, you have an equal balance of both. People who really deal with it well, people who really don't deal with it well. And people who I meet people who love Christmas and I meet people who say to me, I fucking hate Christmas. Now, I can't stand that I fucking hate Christmas, but it's all varying degrees of the same thing. But I think that what's important at the moment is not to let outward restrictions of any sort to be stopping you from connecting with people, even if it's only for a minute over that time period. Do
well,
you know
I
what
think
I mean?
I think the first thing is, right, is what is Christmas for you? For some people it doesn't mean anything or it's just another day, maybe because they didn't celebrate it when they were younger or maybe because it's, you know. But I think for everybody it means something. Like, even if it's just a free day or even if it's not, you know, it means something. So you've got to check in, I suppose, what it means for you. For
That's
me,
right.
it means connection with family and also with friends. But it also means me time. Like, I love Christmas morning. Mm. I feel like sometimes because I don't have kids, I don't have that whole moment of Christmas morning, waking up, opening the presents and stuff like that. And I don't get that. There's a little part of me that gets sad about that sometimes. But I love my Christmas morning. Like, I love waking up and there's not a sound to be heard. There's no construction sounds. There's no traffic sounds. There's nothing.
Yeah.
I get up, I go for a walk around the river and there's literally
Go for a walk around the river.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Christmas morning is beautiful.
Mom.
And it's like, and then I come home and I sit on my balcony and I just, oh my God, it's just heaven. Like, I get till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon to just have Millie time and I love it.
Right.
Like, just love it. But so my outcome for that is just to nourish myself in whatever way in the morning. Like I'll read a book, or I'll just I call you guys in the morning, and I just, you know, connect with a few different people. But I'm just in my own space. And then in the afternoon, it's family time. But I connect in a different way with family. Then, you know, it's a real traditional family thing. And then generally speaking, once my family thing is done, I come up and finish off with your family you know.
Yeah.
And then so, but I have different outcomes for each part of the, not outcomes, I don't sit there like thinking of my outcomes necessarily, but I have, there's different things I want to feel on Christmas Day. And I make sure, I think you've got to check in, what is that that you want to feel?
Yeah.
If you want to feel connected
navigate
with people,
towards that, yeah.
then navigate towards that. Don't be spending your Christmas feeling stuck because something outside of you makes you feel that. Do you know what I mean?
I think you got to really know how you want, you know, plan your Christmas out. How do you want your Christmas day to roll out? You know, that's what I love about it, is I love the fact that Christmas gets to roll out a certain way. I wake up in the morning, we, you know, we go and wrap the presents with the kids. You know, that's normally about 5 o'clock in the morning. Then we jump back into bed. We let the kids play outside. They sit and eat chocolate and do all the things.
All day.
That kids
that's
do.
One of their favourite.
All day. And then
things.
We all hang out together. We go for a swim. We just do family stuff. And then start to prepare the food. And then people come over at about 2 o'clock. And then we drink and eat all night into the late hours, earlier hours of the morning. But I
You've
know
got
how
Beans
that's going
to. Carol's lying around everywhere.
Lying around everywhere. I know how that's going to roll out. I can see how that's going to roll out. Mm. And it's important to be aware of, you know, even if you can't contact people, I think one of the things I'm going to do this year is I'm going to do some Zoom calls with different family members in different parts of the world, jump up on the big screen on the television and do some Zoom calls. I think that that's a really, I think that that'll be just a lovely mm-hmm. thing for us all to do, mm-hmm. for us all to connect with each other, no matter where we are in the world. And I think that there's a lot to be said for, you know, really, another great Christmas tip is never be preparing food when someone turns up. Have everything set, everything done. If you need to do it the day before, that's fine, because you can't actually connect with people when you're prepping food. Mm. Does that make sense? And what we do is we allocate jobs to everybody. Everybody has a different job in the house when they come up. They're told what their jobs are, what food they got to bring, and what their jobs are when they come up.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sure that there's only a small amount of time that a person knows that they don't have to, they're not connecting with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they're doing their jobs, they are, they're connecting with whoever's in the kitchen. And, mm-hmm. and you know, that's, I think that that's really what is important for me at Christmas, because I can let go, connect with everybody, hang out with everybody, have a laugh. And then all my buddies turn up to the house, you know, at Christmas afternoon and, you know, hang out, and there'll be camper vans everywhere, and it's really quite magic. Yeah. But I think that for people, really think about how you want your Christmas day and your Boxing Day to roll out.
I think then though, so if you didn't have your family here, right, you would have to think about a different way to do it.
Yeah.
Right? You'd have to think about maybe finding a way to connect with them online, or maybe create, like when you weren't there for Lexi's birthday, right?
Yeah.
You set aside time specifically with her, to be with her. And guaranteed, if she had her way about her, she'd ask for that every year as a birthday gift. She loved that so much, right? So much. So I think that when you are faced with that sort of stuff, I see it as, rather than being bah humbug about it, I see it as an opportunity to find a new tradition, or an opportunity to find a new way. And like I don't, for me, that would be hard. It would be hard to be away from my family, right? It'd be hard to be away from my family at Christmas time if that choice was taken away from me, right?
Yeah.
But having said that, I don't feel like I would allow that to get in my way of making sure that I had the day. Like, this is me. This is my rebellious nature. I'm not going to let anybody stand in the way of me doing what how I want it to be. And just because it can't be the same way doesn't mean I'm going to allow it to anybody else to dictate to me how I'm going to do Christmas or how I'm going to live or experience it.
Mm.
So if I can't do it the way I'd planned, I want to do it better.
Mm.
I want to find a way to do it better. And so I think that the way you give gifts, the way you connect, the way – and even if Christmas doesn't mean any of that to you, do you know what I mean? Even if Christmas is just another day, that's okay as well. But figure out what it is, so that at the end of it you're not feeling like you didn't have – like what value is there at the end of it to go back and go, no, I didn't have a great Christmas because fuck you and they did this and that. That's not what, how is that going to serve you? That's not going to serve you or serve anyone else to blame a situation or a circumstance, right?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, Christmas is about connecting over food and fine food
for
and
you.
Songs and drink and, you know, and connecting through toys and games. And that's really what Christmas is all about.
For you, though. Yeah, for other people, that wouldn't be that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for me, that's it. And that's for me, for my family, from where I come from, that's
what
it's
it is.
About.
Yeah.
You know, but for other, every, you know, some colors, races, creeds, countries don't even acknowledge it. Do you know what I mean? It's just not a thing. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
The first time I ever did connected through the song stuff was through when I came to your Christmases, because we do, we don't do as much drinking.
Yeah.
We do the food, we do the games, we do, everyone's playing cards and board games and there's all sorts of competitions going all around the place. It's so cool, right? Chocolate game, you know, we're doing all sorts of different games, but not necessarily singing. But when I came to yours, it was like the singing is a massive part of Christmas.
Oh, it's a huge part,
right? And then you guys also have the karaoke going, do you know what I mean? And then we finish Christmas, because we do Christmas Eve as well and then Christmas night, right? So we're done and then you guys are still going because you're only doing Christmas night.
That's
right. So I'm up at till 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm at yours, right? Which is fine. It's great fun. But it's just like it's a different, like it's a different feel. I wouldn't expect to do that at my place. So I wouldn't look for that. Do you know what I mean? But I think that I don't know. I feel like the best tip I can give is to actually go in and check what you're grateful for. To actually go in and check what can I control.
Yeah.
And then go and control that. Go and manage that. Go and manage your expectations about whatever it is. Don't be dictated to in terms of what that Christmas needs to be as well. Like Christmas doesn't need to be sing songs. It doesn't need to be opening. It doesn't need to be dancing. It could be
anything,
whatever it is that makes you and your heart sing. You know what I mean? And then go and find a way to
ensure that
to
no matter what the minutes that happens.
Yeah. That's how I see it. I think you make a Merry Christmas when you. Have around you the things that are align with what that day means for you in whatever way that comes.
Yeah.
For me, it's certain Christmas albums as well.
Is it?
Certain Christmas albums.
Oh, of course.
Albums,
yeah.
That you have to sing. I've got on vinyl because I have to have them on vinyl. Even though they're old school and like nobody would like them. But for me, I'm like, it's not Christmas unless I've got that.
Well, we put them on well before. Like I'm thinking, I've literally just
Well, now
my
you're
head
allowed
right now.
To.
I'm like, I'm going to go back and put my Christmas tree today, you know?
Yeah.
With the kids because they love that. And I've started to see people have started putting them up and I'm not going to be here, so may as well get it up.
Yes.
Bananas.
Christmas time
is here.
Is that a song?
Yeah, no, probably. Probably. Hey, whether this is you at the beginning of your personal development journey or you're perhaps immersed in your growth and transformation, at MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live an inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you like and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook, and review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.